morning, everyone. Welcome to the Airstream Chronicles Continued. You're here with Rich. Today is Tuesday, May the 27th, and I'm back on the road again, just leaving Mansfield, Missouri. And who knew? Mansfield, Missouri is the home of Laura Ingalls Wilder. You might recognize that name. Little House on the Prairie claim to fame there. Yep, so last night, the Airstream got parked at the Laura Ingalls Wilder RV park. Now it's just not even a mile from the home location of Laura Ingalls. So that was pretty cool, and once again, found it with all stays. It was not listed on my GPS. And got to meet the owners. It's under new ownership as of this year, 2014. If you take a look on RV park reviews, you're going to see a review from a couple of years ago. 2 stars out of 10, not a happy camper. And in speaking with the new owners, they are working on improvements in the park. It's actually, from my perspective, an absolutely beautiful little park. Rolling green hills, beautiful shade trees. And I think that's one of the biggest complaints of the person on RV Park Reviews was the shade trees are growing into the sites. And that's true if you're in a Class A or a fifth wheel. Yeah, some tight fits, very nice level pull-throughs, power is good, water is good, sewage hookup's good. And last night we paid $30 for the stay. The person who stayed several years ago on the RV Park Review paid significantly less. And like I said, under new ownership, and the new owners are going to be making the improvements. So there you go. Personally, I gave it 7 out of 10 on RV Park Reviews last night. We'll see if that review pops up today or tomorrow. But I think it's a gorgeous little site. If you're in a travel trailer, it's perfect for today. The owners are going to be trimming the trees back, and hopefully they won't trim them back too much, because it was just an absolutely beautiful setting. I did a little video on the iPhone this morning, so I might pop that up later. But that's the kind of park I want to stay at. Wonderful setting, little fishing pond, beautiful areas to walk, really nice and quiet. So it's another no-frill site for me, and those are my personal favorites. And if I was coming in there in a Class A, yep, I'd want them to trim stuff back. So I do get that. But I want to talk about Passport America for a minute, because after reading that review, I got a little hot under the collar. I was a Passport America member for years. Passport America does get great discounts at parks that are member parks. And you, of course, have to pay to be a member. That's okay. So in my travels in 2006 and 2007, I did stay at Passport America parks. And usually, you get like 50% off whatever the price is for the park for a night or two nights or whatever the deal is. I gotta say, in reading Passport America members' reviews of places, some of the members are pretty darned entitled. These parks normally join PA to attract new business in. They're not always, you know, right off the main highway, and, you know, PA does a great job of getting new clients in. I've seen it with clients that I've worked with on the web, that Passport America really does drive some extra customers to them. But, you know, the parks also do need to make an income. I mean, paying $19 for a night in town at a park, for example, that's not really making the park owners any money. That's allowing them to pay the utilities and have you there and, you know, cover their taxes, but that's not a profit-making thing. So the idea of PA, you know, you're not going to get to stay at a park with a PA rate for, let's say, you know, a week. That's crazy. If you expect that, you know, you need to really rethink what you're thinking about. When I used PA, I would stay at parks and get the PA rate, but then I would stay longer and pay the full price. I've never just in and out with a PA park. I don't think that's really cool, and that's not how it works. I remember back in 2001 when I was hiking the Appalachian Trail, some of the thru-hikers that we were hiking with kind of developed almost an entitlement attitude. We'd get into towns, and they would expect things to be cheaper for them because, well, I'm a thru-hiker. You know, I'm doing this cool thing. Quite honestly, thru-hiking, in fact, was very cool. I enjoyed it. But when you come into a town, you know, go into a restaurant, go into a hotel, whatever, you know, just because you're doing this really cool thing that most of the population doesn't get to do, doesn't mean you're entitled to services other people aren't. That's really strange. I met so many people as I was hiking the Appalachian Trail who were just, oh, you're living the dream, and I'm jealous, and I wish I could do that. And that's exactly it. Hiking the trail is living a dream. Very few people will ever go out and attempt to thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. And the same can be said for all of us out RVing and traveling the country and living a different lifestyle. A lot of people look at this and wish they could do it too and want to find their own way out to do it. So, you know, we're living something very different than most folks. And the last thing we want to do is run around acting like we're entitled, spoiled children. So, there you go. Reading that PA review last night of the park, I do understand the park needs some improvements, but the PA member also groused about how long the PA rate was good for. And, you know, quite frankly, hey, if a park's going to let you stay for 50% off for a night, that's a pretty sweet deal. I've been tempted to rejoin PA again if we're going to stay on the road longer. So, but yeah, so RVers out there, come on, guys, be cool. Park owners have bills to pay, too. And anyone who's going through the Mansfield, Missouri area over the next couple months, that Laura Ingalls Wilder RV Park is going to be seeing some improvements. If you're in a big rig, I'd call ahead to see if they've trimmed the trees back. If you're in a travel trailer, pull right on in. The sites are nice and flat, and they're hillside, so you know you're not looking directly at your next neighbor. You're looking at your neighbor's roof and the really beautiful scene. If we didn't need to be in Massachusetts by Sunday, I would have stayed for an extra night just because it's such a nice location. So there you go. That's that. That park is not one of our clients. Just like the Western Star RV Ranch several days back is also not one of our clients. I will say both parks could use our services. The Western Star does not have a website at all. The Laura Ingalls RV Park just set up a quick little free website. You will not find them on Google. They're on the second page of the Google search at the bottom of the page. And yeah, so hopefully they'll figure out how to do the search engine optimization to get themselves front page so that they get found easy. And they are on all states, so. But yeah, the way people find parks today is with the mobile tech. In talking with the owners yesterday, the husband, I think his name was Dan or Dave, I apologize for that, for not getting the name right. He was telling us they just bought this place in February. They've just started working on the improvements, and they just got the new little website up. But several weeks ago, they did in fact get another camper, and that camper coming through was also an Allstays user. Once again, my Garmin missed the mark. The park is not on the Garmin, and the park's been in operation for years and years and years. So, to any of you folks out there, full-time or part-time, seriously, the apps I've been talking about, Allstays, the Ultimate Campground app, Forest Service and BLM, grab them. They're so reasonably priced as to be funny. And, you know, once you've got those with you, you know that you can find places as well. So, otherwise, you might be missing out on some really cool parks. But yeah, so thinking about these parks that we've been staying at here. I would love to stick around here for a week and, you know, just do a really nice site for these guys. They've got a rough starting point. The park did not have a good reputation, and apparently former management really didn't care too much for the park. And that's pretty amazing to me. It's such a beautiful location, especially the little pond and the trees and the fields. It's just absolutely gorgeous and green. So this is one of those little gems that someone let fail. And so I'm crossing my fingers for the new owners that they can get the word out there. New ownership, neat location, and if you are coming to the town to visit the Laura Ingalls Wilder homestead, it's a great place to stay. They also allow tents, which a lot of RV parks don't do, and the tenting areas are very pretty. So right now, travel trailers and tenters, pull right on in today. Large fifth wheels and Class A's, give them a call, see if they've trimmed a couple of those sets of trees back. So the pull-throughs are way large enough for big rigs. They just need to trim some of those shade trees back. That's all. So I really do hope that they do well. And we will be dropping them an email regarding their site and talking to them. We know they're on a budget and they've got a list of things to do. So the website probably isn't prominent in their mind, although it could really help get folks in. But I also think RV park reviews and all stays, things like that, are going to help them in the short term as well. So yeah, and then Western Star RV Park back in Liberal, Kansas there, that was a nice park. You know, no shade trees or anything, but folks, it's Kansas. Have you been there? Big, flat, open fields. Okay, so, you know, you're not going to have a park filled with oaks or something. But that park, the amenities were fantastic. You know, the Wi-Fi signal is really good. Hot tubs, you know, pool table, laundry room. It's a very nicely maintained park. And once again, found them with all stays because the Garmin GPS doesn't believe in them. And, you know, it was a nice evening, reasonable prices. So I would stay there again. So I think I probably gave that a 7 or 8 out of 10 on RV park reviews. And they deserved it. So, yeah. So there you go, folks, wrapping up. So a couple of parks that we'll be dropping notes to because they do need good websites. And, you know, people should know about the parks. They're good parks. And, you know, that's part of what we're out here on the road doing. And hopefully we can get more park owners to understand that, you know, the web is driving your traffic. So when your traffic is driven to your website, let's hope it's a nice site that doesn't shut the door on a potential customer. All right, I'm going to hop off now and continue with the drive, and I will be popping back in later today. And apologies, yesterday's podcast was created, not assembled last night when we got in. I was exhausted to the point of dizziness. Someone didn't stop yesterday and have lunch. That would be me. I do that sometimes. So today we're going to make sure that we have some lunch, and then maybe I'll get both podcasts up. All right. Have a great morning, everyone. Thanks for riding along.